When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And did you know you can find us on Facebook these days? Go to Facebook, look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Give us a like while you're there, which are appreciated. And check out all the great animal stuff I post all week. And there's a lot of good stuff added this week. And some updated news that I'll tell you about in a moment. And boy, it is a gorgeous sunny day out here in the Pacific Northwest. Big heat advisory going on. We'll talk about that and how that relates to our animal friends. And as always, Animal World Production Engineer is here. Good morning, Mike Roberge.
Good morning, Martha.
And how are you on this soon-to-be pretty hot day?
I'm comfortable right now.
Yeah, not bad. It's
although
nice,
it's going to get a little toasty a little later on.
Yeah, we're 92 or more today, so they
depends
say
on where you live.
Yeah, yeah. So,
but it was 90 in Forks yesterday. Yeah. I don't think it, I mean, to my knowledge, I don't ever recall it getting 90 in Forks.
Well, because that's over on the coast.
Right.
And it's usually, that's
first time
that's,
ever.
Yeah, is it really?
Was that the first time? And I should say, we'll turn on microphones here. Well, Kathy Southwick is here, Animal World's associate producer and call screener. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
And then filling out our table here, it's an Ananda Sunday here today. So we've got important people from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga and the voices that you didn't hear in the background that were starting to talk to Mike. We've got Zach Abbey, you've met before. Zach is from the Ananda Farms on Camino Island, and he swung by the Ananda Linwood community on the way down, picked up Bhima, Mark Breckenridge. Good morning, Bhima. Welcome
Good
to
morning.
Animal World, and welcome back, Zach, to Animal World. And Bhima is the co-manager of East West Bookshop in North University District,
Roosevelt
District of Seattle. And anyway, so we were talking about the hot weather. Mike, you said it's soon to get hotter, and you were saying that it was 90 in Forks yesterday, and that was a first big thing. And then, Bhima, you started to say something about...
Yeah, I can't imagine it's been 90 there before, but I'm... You know, maybe 1860 or something. I don't know.
It's rare because they have that cool, moist air coming off the ocean most of the time. Right. Not yesterday, not today. It's going the other way. We've got offshore.
So it dries things
out and warms things up.
Yeah, yeah. I'm flashing back on because, you know, when I go on retreat, I go to the Washington coast in the Pacific Beach area, and I was just over there a couple of weeks ago, and it was wonderful. But I'm kind of flashing back and remembering sometime in probably the last 10 years, I can remember making the drive to the coast. It would have been on a Monday because I do the show on Sunday and then I leave on Monday. And I can remember calling people from the Hoquiam, Aberdeen area because the sun was out. It was absolutely gorgeous. And it was over 90 degrees when we were driving through Hoquiam, Aberdeen. So that was, we weren't quite to the coast yet, and I don't think it wasn't that hot on the coast, but it was hot over there, and that was sometime in the last 10 years. But boy, yeah, it's a roasty toasty one today. And Mike, are you camped out in your basement now and all prepared for the hot weather?
I think I have permanently moved
down to my
basement. I do not think I'm going to move up to the main floors anymore.
So you're just going to stay there?
Yeah. I'm contemplating... I'm not sure what I'm going to do, but I've got some friends who live on the other side of the pond that are going to take a two-month holiday, and I've essentially offered up my house for them to use as base camp for when they're here.
Oh.
And we'll see how that goes. Last year I was contemplating selling it, but I don't think I'm going to sell it right now. I may rent it out and just hang out in the bottom area because it's certainly enough room for me.
Yeah, and you, of course, have been... because we've had many discussions on the show here of kind of our theme that we'll work into today is sustainable living with everybody. That Mike, you've got rain barrels and all that stuff set up, and you've been reconfiguring your yard for all of this kind of stuff.
So. Rethinking a lot of stuff. Haven't done a lot. Done the rain barrels. Created
raised beds, right? Isn't that what you've done?
Yep.
See, I know.
But I'm going to leave the lawn in for the time being.
Yeah. Okay. Well, in terms of hot weather, Kathy, you're over in the Issaquah Sammamish area. How are you guys faring over in your area in the heat?
Really well. Not too bad. Everything's well. We've got a pool, so.
Oh, okay. So you're
keeping cool. Yeah. Right.
Well, my Robbie Golden Retriever has a pool. He has a little kitty wading pool. I told him we'd probably have to set it up for him this afternoon, so he's looking forward to that. And then, of course, Zach, you're out in on Kameno Island at the Ananda Farms. Now, I would think it's probably a little cooler out there, but now you're no shaking the head. So what's happening up on Kameno?
It was hot enough yesterday that the farm team snuck off to the beach in the afternoon and jumped in the water.
Uh-huh.
I won't tell. and it was actually warm. The water was not cold
really?
Like we thought it would be. So.
Really? Because that's one of the big precautions at this time of year when it gets so hot like this. That, you know, the rivers and the bodies of water haven't had time to really warm up, and so they're very cold. But you didn't experience that yesterday.
It was a sandy beach on the west side of Kameno, and it was holding heat over there.
Wow.
It was very purifying.
All right. Well, I'm glad to know you farmers sneak off to the ocean sometimes or
when
to
there's
the sound,
enough work,
anyway.
We have no choice but to leave.
Yeah. And how about the Ananda farm dogs? Tulsi and Olive, now they're both in black dog suits, so I would imagine the heat gets a little rough for them.
Olive actually had her first dip yesterday. She displayed
wonderful.
That she's got good swimming skills.
Now, did you take them to the beach with you?
They both came to the beach. Yeah.
Oh, how fun.
They needed it, as I think, a little more than we did.
Yeah.
Because on the really hot days, they usually, as black dogs,
in the shade, right?
Find a shade spot and lay low until about evening time when their energy boost kicks back in and they start running Seabiscuit laps around the farm.
All right.
And Tulsi doesn't go in the water anymore yet.
Actually, yesterday he doesn't swim, but yesterday he was belly dropping in the water.
Yeah, right.
So we were proud of him.
Investigating.
Yeah.
but Olive is braver in the water?
Olive swam twice.
Wonderful.
Wow. And
wonderful.
She's about 6 months old, so she was going for it.
Yeah. Well, but also I think she has a stronger temperament than Tulsi does.
She seems like she's going to be a smart one.
Yeah. And, that's great. She's in the water. That's super. Okay. So now, Bhima, you are, you live actually at the Ananda community.
That's right.
In Linwood, right? So how's the heat in the Linwood area?
Well, you know, we've got a steady team working on filling up the pool. And I just found
that's
out.
That's right. You guys have a pool, too.
We have a pool. And normally,
filling it
the
up?
Tradition,
is it empty?
It's empty. The tradition is that it opens up Memorial Day weekend. But we were a little late this year. And so we've been, the hose has been running day and night for about 3 or 4 days. And I think Vihan said yesterday to me that it should be full today. So they'll see about finishing it up.
Well, that seems kind of strange. Now, because you know, I've been a member of Ananda for a number of years now, but I don't remember the pool being drained before. Was that an unusual thing to
I think it was. You know, in most years they...
Because usually your water, you know, the pool...
And you cover
just,
the pool. Yeah,
yeah
it wasn't
cover
covered
pool.
This year. So it was drained, and then they refilled it again.
Oh,
so,
okay. Yeah. I can imagine filling a standard size, you know, swimming pool With a hose.
With a garden hose.
It's
yeah.
gotta take a long
time. Well,
it's
35,000 gallons of water.
Oh, wow.
So that's a lot of water out of a hose.
So y'all are hoping on having the pool filled so that everybody can jump in if it gets too warm, huh?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, I guess we might as well cover the bases in terms of animals and this heat, because there is a heat advisory all around the area, and you know, it's a hot enough day that you really need to leave your animals at home, and no, just taking the dogs in the car for a ride, and unless you're taking them to the beach like the farmers did yesterday up on Camino, that's a good reason to have the dogs with you. But it is just you've got to be very, very careful, because even with windows partially open on a 70 degree day, it only takes 10 minutes for the interior of the car to heat up enough to start cooking your dog. And of course, we're going to be way above the 70 degree mark today. In fact, I think I have in current events, I've got a heat warning from both Seattle Animal Shelter, but also Seattle Humane. And yeah, they have a handy dandy little thermometer chart here that, well, boy, on a 90 degree day inside a car, it only takes 10 minutes to get to about 110 degrees.
Good heavens.
And that, of course, is not good for our animal friends, especially dogs. They don't sweat like we do. Only from the pads of their feet, and breathe off a lot of heat from their tongues, but they don't sweat the way humans do, and their body temperature starts out several degrees higher than ours. A normal dog's temperature is 101 to 102, so they're harder to begin with, and it only takes 10 minutes for that car to heat up. Well beyond cooking the dog range, especially on a day like today. And you've got to remember that if you leave your car somewhere and a dog or child is in it, remember the sun moves. So you might leave it in the shade, but 30 minutes later, it could be in the sun. So you have to be really careful about what you're doing and make sure that you don't put your animals at risk. And I'm pleased to say that everywhere I go, I think I see humans being more and more responsible and caring more about animals being left in cars, and more people speaking up about it and saying something. And in fact, just when I went down to when I went over to the coast earlier this month, the day I arrived. And I stopped for lunch in Ocean Shores, and Robbie was in my car. It was a sunny day that day going down, but it was like in the 60s, not in the 90s. But I parked him right in front of the window, so, and had the top of my car open, and so that I could watch him the whole time I was eating. But sure enough, while I was there, a man in the restaurant was wandering around wanting to know who had the cars with the dogs in them, because there was someone else next to mine. And we both got upset. Well, we're right here and we're watching our dogs, and the windows are open and we're checking. But someone, you know, was brave enough to speak up and make sure that we were paying attention to what was going on. So I think that's a really good thing. And especially if you have black dogs that absorb heat. The other thing is, if you have animals in your home and it gets hot, you still may need to have some ventilation and some air for the animals, especially birds. And remember, birds, fish, or incapacitated animals, or animals that are confined, make sure that they aren't in front of windows where sun's coming in. I mean, I've seen some tragic cases over the years where animals not being able to get out of the sun from inside the house and not surviving. So be careful about that. And then, of course, if you run into animals that, a dog, for example, in a car that's overheated, the first thing, you want to get them out in the air if you can get them to water and partially submerge the body. That's an okay thing to do. Just towels or of some sort in water. You want to get water on the head first and cool down, because it's the brain you care about overheating. So you want to put a cold towel or a wet towel on their head to start with, and start to gradually cool them off. And it is an emergency situation, so you can get out, call the vet, and off you go. But my vote is leave them at home unless you're specifically going off to play in the water somewhere with your dog friends. So, and then I think, Mike, it starts to cool off as of today, but I think we've got another hot one tomorrow and the next day maybe, but not as hot as today.
We'll have two more days in the mid to lower 80s before it really starts to cool off and we get back to normal.
Yeah, so you really got to be paying attention, because the weather, obviously climate change is happening in this neck of the woods, and because how many times are we? We're just barely the first week of June.
Right.
And we're breaking records at over 90 today. That's not normal. Well, at least maybe it is now.
The new normal.
It's the new normal. Right. So, okay. Let me get us back on track here. We are doing an Ananda Sunday today, which means we are primarily talking to the human animal today. But, of course, we've got a lot of animal members of Ananda now, especially at the farm. Because we've got Tulsi and all of the dogs. You've got the cats, you've got the chickens, you've got the alpacas, and all kinds of animals up there. And even at the community, right? There are animal members of the... Well, there's chickens at the Ananda community.
Cats and dogs, too.
And cats and dogs hanging out. So we have animals represented. We are going to get into a chat today. We're going to be talking about East-West Bookshop and everything that's offered there. We really want to talk about the big annual open house at the Ananda community coming up on June 18th. Mark your calendars for that, because we'll all be there, and we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk more about the farm and the CSA and your opportunities to get out to the farm and get involved this summer. And of course, we want to kind of work into just a general sustainable living conversation, and we will open phones as the show goes on. If you've got questions about the Ananda community, the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, if you've got questions about East West Bookshop or the Ananda Farm CSA or sustainable living, you'll be able to participate in the conversation if you like as the show progresses. Like I said, I've got just a smidge of follow-up, a little bit of news, and we will shoot for doing current events around 10:50 today. And at some point during the show, we will do our missing link giveaway, so pay attention for that. And if you are 18 years or older and have not won a contest here on Animal World or any show on this station for that matter, then you are eligible. We'll let you know when it's time to call in. Oh, okay, gosh, I guess that covers the bases on the business, so we can start the show now. I bet you guys thought, well, gee, we've been on the air now for more than 15 minutes, but we're not official, because we haven't started the show until I make it official, and we do that by honoring and invoking the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And so we have a couple of little prayers, besides it's Sunday morning. And Bhima, you're kind of used to this, because not only is there a Sunday morning service at the Ananda Meditation Temple in Bothell, but don't you now, that's one of the newer things I think you've started,
right, yeah,
at East West Bookshop, isn't it?
My wife and I alternate with a number of other people, including Rick and his wife, Christy. Rick co-manages East West.
Mm-hmm.
We lead Sunday morning meditations at the bookstore. So it starts at 9 a.m. and it goes for about an hour, and there's a little reading and talk, and then usually about a half hour or longer meditation involved. So
All right. So this is just in line with all of us then. And we start with a couple of little St. Francis prayers, and one for our animal friends, and then a little longer one for us humans. And then we do the radio version of the Peace and Harmony Ananda Worldwide Peace Initiative. And I'll tell you about that when we get there. So everybody's ready. We will start. And the first prayer is the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness, St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All righty, and now for us humans, it's the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Whoa, we are official. Now we participate in the Ananda Worldwide Peace Initiative. The Ananda group has tweaked one of Yogananda's his peace and harmony prayer, and we, as members of the Ananda group, we say this a number of times during the day. And ideally, if you're doing this at home and you want to participate with all of us, because I say now we've got hundreds, if not thousands, of people all over the world doing this peace and harmony prayer a number of times a day, and we all know that thought directs energy and energy follows thought. Thought magnifies and intensifies energy, and how powerful we are with our minds, and we're beginning to learn all of that, how this has got to be helping. So if you're at home, you do the first affirmation for about a minute, which is 10 to 12 times. We do it 3 times here on the radio, and then you do the second affirmation 3 times. So you may say these affirmations out loud with me. You can say them silently in your head, or you can not do them at all. It's totally up to you as to whether or not you participate. But I know Bhima and Zach will do them with me, because you do them all the time anyway. So we start with, Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony. Peace and harmony. We'll do this 3 times. All right, here we go. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony. Peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony. Peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony. Peace and harmony. Now the second one. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony. Peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony. Peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony. Peace and harmony. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. All righty then. We are official. So, anyway, officially just in time, it looks like, to take care of our advertisers and sponsors. So let's do that and stay on track here. And then as we continue, we will get into our subject at hand. It is Ananda Sunday here on Animal World. And, well, first up, let's remind you, well, we'll get to know Bhima. Bhima Mark Breckenridge, and from East West, because we haven't met you before on the air. So that's right. We'll get to know you first and work our way from there. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues. Remember, it's the most important part of the show, because without our advertisers, there is no show. We can't do great programming like we try to do every week. So listen, pay attention, support them, thank them. Stay right where you are, because Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's ANANDA Washington.org.
Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural food to your animal friends, even if you home cook, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff? Well, that's why Missing Link was created. They start with human-grade, all-whole natural raw food sources. They perfected a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. It comes to us in a resealable gold foil pouch in a powdered form. You keep it in the refrigerator once you open it. Mix up your animal friend's food, add in missing link, a little cool water to stir it around, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes in the fiber, and the enzymes and fiber in the raw ingredients. Missing link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats, and there is a missing link formula for all of our animal friends. There are three formulas for dogs. One for skin and coat, one for hip and joint, and the senior formula with the New Zealand green mussel. There is a cat formula. There's a wellness blend that's vegetarian, and you can feed to both your dogs and cats and other house critters as well, like rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, and the like. There's a bird formula, a poultry formula, and a horse formula. So ask for Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies, or you can go directly to Designing Health. You can give them a call at 1-800-774-7387 or check them out online at www.missinglinkproducts.com.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Remember, you're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And you heard us talking about the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga over the break there, and I just want to let you know that you need to mark your calendars now and plan to join us for the Ananda Community Open House and Solstice Celebration. We'll talk about that periodically from time to time throughout the show today. But it is our annual open house at the Ananda Community, and it is Saturday, June 18th this year. We're hoping for a nice sunny day, maybe not as hot as this weekend. It would be nice, a little bit cooler. But it starts at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It goes from 3 to 6, actually. And we have tours of the communities and a lot of booths and vendors like Bima. There'll be a East-West Bookshop mm-hmm. booth there, right? Mm-hmm. And Zach and your wife Haley, you guys will have a farm stand, so there'll be farm produce.
There'll be a farm cafe also.
Yeah, and that's the really neat thing. Is that we have great food at our events, and we have double great food at the open house, because during the open house prior to the solstice celebration, this year we're having the Ananda Farms Prana Cafe, and my friend Jana is running that, and I've gotten to test some of the food that they're making for the Prana Cafe, and it's really, really good, and a lot of it is made with herbs and produce and stuff from the Ananda Farms, which is really neat. And guess what, folks? All of the food is free. The whole event is free. You get to come for free. We feed you for free. We entertain you for free. And then the booths, because let's see, so there's an East-West book. There's a booth. There'll be Ananda Farms booth. And all of the Ananda stuff, of course, is represented. The Living Wisdom School will have an area, and then the Living Wisely Thrift and Gift Store shop always has a booth, and that's one of the most popular booths,
because
they bring all kinds of stuff from the thrift and gift shop, and so it's a great day of shopping. And we're adding more vendors. I know that Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon, our harmonic energy shifters and healers from the show here, are going to have a booth there this year. So you can come out and meet Jude and Paul, and they can work do their forks on you and stuff that they usually do remotely here in the studio. They'll be doing it live. And then, of course, there's music, and there's an art show. And I mean, all kinds of good stuff during the afternoon. And then at 5 o'clock, there's solstice celebration. And that's always really, really fun with some guest speakers and that sort of thing. And then at 6 o'clock, we feed you again, and it's a free vegetarian dinner. I mean, how cool is that? It's usually like my understanding that it is, it'd be our traditional spaghetti type vegetarian dinner and gluten-free options. And in fact, the whole thing may be gluten-free this year, just in case you guys didn't know that. I have inside information.
Good heavens.
Yeah, yeah. So a wonderful vegetarian free dinner. And then I think we have you can go through the stroll through the booths again and maybe do another tour of the community. That'll be going on Saturday, June 18th. Mark your calendars, and all of us will be there. I run the welcome booth, so if you come, you'll get to talk to me first. and it's really fun. We have a little kind of scavenger type hunt thing where you take a little map and you get a stamp from all of the booths, and then you put your stamped paper into a drawing for all the door prizes. And I know Jude and Paul are bringing a door prize. I think they're going to give a set of Ting Shas and stuff, and they have really cool Ting Shas. So if you don't know what those are, you've heard them on the show when Jude and Paul are in the studio, but you'll have to come to the open house. All righty then. Let's last time we did an Ananda show, I think, what is it, Zach and Haley? You were in Zach here with your now wife, Haley, and you guys got married recently. And we now have Bhima, which you may know as Mark Breckenridge.
Most people know me as Bhima, yeah. I took the spiritual name like 2 years ago.
Has it been that long?
Yeah.
I was going to say, because I knew you as Mark first. It always takes me a little while to make the change when someone chooses a spiritual name.
Well, my mom still calls me Mark, too.
So. You're right. Oh, okay. Okay. You also have recently gotten married. Mm-hmm. And Bhakti, mm-hmm. she has a spiritual name also.
Right.
Is your wife, and both of you do work at East West together. Now you live at the Ananda community,
right?
But you're co-manager of the East West books shop. I think I'm most impressed because of your age. We really have been spending time here. I call you guys the new generation of Anandians. And I thought Zach and Haley were really young to be so involved in a spiritual path at this point in their lives. But Bhima, I think you have everybody else beat. Do you mind sharing how old you are?
Well, tomorrow I'll be 22.
Oh, it's your birthday tomorrow.
Yeah.
Hey, happy birthday. 22. Wow. Wow. Trying to remember what it was like to be 22. But
I'll let you know tomorrow.
you're a Gemini, yes. Then with me, because my birthday is in June as well, and
here come the cats. Oh, these cats, the birthday cats.
It's the jingle cats singing you happy birthday.
It's a first.
Have you ever been sung happy birthday by a bunch of cats?
This is the first time.
All right. Well, happy birthday to you from
Thank
the
you
animal
so
world.
Much.
And those were courtesy of the jingle cats, that little version of happy birthday. But I'm curious to know. We talked a little, we talked with Zach and Haley before, kind of how, you know, they were drawn to a spiritual path and how they got together and that sort of thing. But at 22, you're really focused. You are really involved in the Ananda group. And I'm just wondering, how does a young man of such well, actually young years in this lifetime. How did you get so drawn to a path of spirituality so soon in your life?
Well, you know, when I was a kid, nature was a big part of my life. Mm-hmm. And actually growing up in Tucson, Arizona, you have the Sonoran Desert, and the biodiversity there, most people don't know about, but there's a bunch of animals that you'd never find anywhere else. And so that was a big part of my childhood, was growing up, you know, looking at lizards and catching them and putting them on the windowsill and seeing them run off again. You know, it was a real joy. And so I always felt a connection to something, you know, kind of a quiet presence with me.
So you're a kindred spirit of mine.
Yeah, exactly.
Sounds like we were doing the same thing.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, especially through high school, my interests took me away from a lot of my peers. And I just had a lot of energy, and a lot of it was misplaced, as most youth
Isn't
experience.
Isn't that always the case in teenage years?
Yeah. And so... But it was just, you know, it was just a matter of, you know, a few hard knocks you know, rebelliousness. And it just took me, my outward path took me all that energy, which was, you know, I was writing music and going all over town. It took me inward. And it was like I was able to somehow flip the switch. And the first book I got was from my dad, was Be Here Now, by Ram Dass, and that book really spoke to me where I was at that time. And then, of course, The Autobiography of a Yogi. And I didn't really connect with it initially, but, you know, I was at a crossroads. I had just turned 18, and my dad had sent me a link to the Ananda Village, which is down in California. And there was a program happening called Living with Spirit. I don't know if they still do it now, but it was a great 3-week program where young people could camp and do different work projects around the village, and then also have a daily meditation and yoga practice. And that was, I thought, well, this is right up my alley, because I've been pretty much meditating daily at that point for about a year.
Wow.
And mostly in a Buddhist temple that we had in Spokane.
So
I thought, well, this is great. And my first question to the leader there, Badri, was, okay, you know, you guys have this program here. Is there going to be, I mean, I'm used to meditating a lot. Is there going to be enough meditation? And I couldn't believe how much these people meditated. You know, at Ananda, I had no idea. So I was very humbled by that. And that's where I met Zach and Haley, and my wife, Bhakti, was down there.
Oh, so you guys all met down at Ananda Village.
Right.
Fate seemed to bring us back together down there. And when we met Bhima, actually, I still remember the moment very well of first seeing him, and just a friendship was rekindled, and I think we all felt it. And then the four of us kind of had an immediate bond, and, you know, we just know we've kind of been brought together to serve together. And
well, and of course, you know, we believe in living many lives and so forth, and so you felt a connection right off. So you very likely, as souls, have been traveling together for some time and many incarnations.
There's always a sneaky feeling, you know, when you see somebody that perhaps you might have had experiences with before in a past life. There's always an unplaceable kind of feeling of, it's almost indescribable, but it's very unique. And it was that way when I met Zach and Haley, and is that way when I met Bhakti. It was just kind of like,
you felt like you knew each other.
Yeah. Picking back up where we left off.
Wow. Wow. And it's amazing, and you have my great respect and admiration, which comes automatic for me when I meet young people that are so committed on a spiritual path, because to me that means you guys are really old souls and you've been going around a long time and you're real advanced, or you know, you wouldn't have come so strongly into a path at such a young age and known it was right. It's amazing. Anyway, so you guys are the up and coming, the young Anandians here. So you actually met at that living with spirit
mm-hmm.
Group down at Ananda Village. So what, that was only, if you were 18, that was only 4 years ago.
Yeah.
You guys have come a long ways in 4 years.
Yeah.
So
you're telling me.
Long ways to go.
Yeah, long ways to go.
So y'all got together. You met in that class. You knew you had known each other before. It was kind of just synchronicity, and you just all fit well together.
Yeah, I think we started recruiting them. Yeah. We had already kind of had
from
a connection
start.
To Ananda, yeah. Seattle, and knew we were that our destination was going to be there. And
so you guys got all made
dropping seeds on their heads, and then it wasn't long before Bhakti came up, and Bhima had visited us already there, and then within a year, I think they both were living there.
So Zach and Haley, you made the trek up to the Seattle area first, and then Bhakti and then Bhima followed Bhakti.
You got it.
And followed her all the way up here and married her, by golly.
Yep.
All right. So, and not only to have found your spiritual path and calling and gotten into it, but to also be now, I mean, all the four of you. I mean, we don't have the ladies here with us today, but you guys are very well planted up here and really kind of taking over. But Zach and Haley, you're running the Ananda Farms and doing all that, and now Bhima at 22, I mean, you're co-manager of the East West Bookshop. Mm-hmm. And Bhakti, I think, is...
she's been working at the school.
I was going to say, doesn't she work at the Living Wisdom School?
Mm-hmm.
It looks like we're going to be doing an Ananda show about our own. We've done one show on the concept of the Living Wisdom Schools and a general show about them, through Ananda and around the world. But I think it looks like the first Sunday of July that we may be doing a whole show just about our own Living Wisdom School up here, because they were very fortunate and are moving into a great location, kind of a new location as we speak.
Yeah, East West is supplying the boxes.
Oh, the boxes for the move?
Yeah, we bring back some every night, you know, because we get lots of boxes with the book trade. So,
yeah, oh, that's true. That's true. All righty, let's. I just looked at the clock, and by gosh, we'll just stay on time this hour and take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the last time in the hour, and then we will continue and chatting with Bhima, co-manager of the East West Bookshop in the Roosevelt area of Seattle, and we'll find out all about that straight ahead. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Did you know that there's a gentle energy balancing method for restoring health, mobility, and athletic performance for your dog, cat, or horse? Bioenergetic synchronization, as used by Nels Rasmussen, creates transformations in health, mobility, and performance. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
Hi, this is Eileen Grimes of the Jupiter Rising Show, and this Sunday, June 5th, Winnie and I will be welcoming the amazing numerologist Deborah Stillfox to our show. She has devised a system that can help you find your ideal mate with your numbers. She will be doing readings on the air, so make sure you call in early. Don't forget, that's the Jupiter Rising Show this Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Ever wonder what your pet is thinking? Why they do certain things, or how they're adapting to a change in the household? Darcy Pariso, animal intuitive medium and Reiki master, can help you with all of those things. Darcy can help you connect with your pet or other animal, here or in spirit. She'll also share messages including your pet's past lives and soul purpose. Clients say Darcy's readings are so much more than they expected and result in a deeper bond with her pets. Contact Darcy at DarcyPariso.com. That's Darcy Pariso, PARISO.com. Or call 425-280-5132.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats, and Accutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Accutonics Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
1150kknw.com, your connection to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're on the downside of the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World already, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And just thought I'd let you know, I'll do our brief follow-up and a little bit of the animals in the news. We'll do that when we start the 10 o'clock hour. Right now, we are just getting rolling with our Ananda Sunday here today. We've got Zach Abbey from the Ananda Farms in the house. We've got Bhima Mark Breckenridge from East West Bookshop in the Roosevelt area of Seattle. We were just getting to know Bhima a bit, and now that you have made the Great Pacific Northwest your home and are co-managing the East West Bookshop, boy, that bookshop has been around in our area for a long time.
Yeah, 1989 was the establishing
year. Is that when it was established? I was just trying to think. It's kind of like always been there.
yeah, some people say, I was coming back here in the 70s, and I just kind of say, oh, okay. Maybe not this East-West, but, you know.
Well, okay, so 89, but as I remember, the first shop was actually on 65th. About a block down, a block west of where the store was for the longest period of time, on the corner of Roosevelt and 65th. Then it moved up to the corner of Roosevelt and 65th and was there for a number of years.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it was it last year or the year before?
Yeah, it was last May, actually.
Last May.
That was our first opening weekend, May 1st last year. And it was actually quite a treat because when we moved, all nine city council members and the mayor declared May 1st, 2015 as East-West Bookshop Day.
Wow.
So it was a great celebration. We had, you know, the store was packed, and we had council member Gene Godden come in and read the declaration to everybody.
Wow.
And
cool.
And then we had a wonderful interfaith blessing of the store, different leaders from many of the, you know, world religions and paths here in Seattle came and did their own unique blessings based off of their own spiritual traditions.
So wow, that's wonderful.
It was a wonderful community gathering.
And for many years prior, it was right on the corner of 65th and Roosevelt, but with it's what that light rail station going in and all mm-hmm. of that, with all the construction and losing parking, it just, that location really wasn't feasible anymore. It was great for drive-by and being noticed, but there was no place to park.
Yeah,
but
we had to kind of think about, you know, what is East-West Bookshop? And just looking at the diversity of our customer base, which isn't just, it's not just a neighborhood bookstore, although we have a lot of people from the neighborhood who frequent the store. We also get customers from South Sound and North Sound, you know, people from Everett, all the way up to Mount Vernon, Bellingham, and then we have people from Tacoma and Olympia who come in, and, you know, if they're budgeting maybe one day, a couple days a month that they come through the city and they want to stop by their favorite bookstore, they really needed a place to park. And we're hearing that time and time again. And once the spot, and just right across the street, opened up with free parking, just above Whole Foods Market next to Bartell Drugs and Starbucks, we thought this is perfect because it was the same square footage. We gained a three-hour free parking, the three-hour limit daily.
Yeah, because it's still really technically the corner of Roosevelt Way and 65th.
Same place.
It's just you're above the Whole Foods Market there.
Mm-hmm.
And so you don't have the street presence, but you can drive right up and park right in front of the store, and it's
exactly
free. And that is just great because you have lots of classes, mm-hmm. you know, and events at the store, and so it's really nice for people to know they can come and count on being able to easily park.
Oh yeah, it's a big thing, especially for presenters too. You know, we have all sorts of things, concerts even, and it was always kind of a trial for people who were doing musical things, because they've got the sound equipment and the instruments, we'd have to get out there, you know, bright and early and put cones out so people could get their van, onto the block.
Yeah.
And now we've even got like a loading dock. So we've really moved up in the world.
It's
literally
really easy. Now, I'm thinking though that the East-West Bookshop, the intention of the shop, it basically, I think, is like a fundraiser for the Ananda Institute.
Yeah,
is that right?
In a way, it more of it generally started in like we said, back in the 80s.
The East West here in Seattle, this wasn't the first East West bookshop. Isn't there the original ones in California?
Yeah,
isn't it?
The original one is in Menlo Park, and Ananda purchased an East West bookshop. Is actually what it was called back in 1980, and it was kind of an experiment to have people who are living in the community be able to work together, and not only work together but be able to serve the community in a way that was meaningful, you know, supplying conscious books and a place where people to meet. And it's continued up here in Seattle since 89. And so initially we thought of it as our little store, our little experiment.
Uh-huh.
But in the last, it's been 27 years now, going on maybe 28, and it's become Seattle's store. More than that.
Yeah.
So we have a real responsibility to the community.
And so many with internet and technology getting mobile and going with everyone and Kindle and all of that, a lot of bookstores haven't survived.
It's true. Yeah.
But East West is still going strong.
Well, you know, we have really unique customers, and I'm sure anybody that shops there would consider themselves a unique person. People that seek out places like this where they can get together and meet, and then also who practice their ideals, you know, in everyday life, and that might be supporting a brick and mortar business, you know, choosing to shop more local and choosing more independent sources for their inspiration.
Yeah, and I think that you do have a very loyal customer base that does. You know, we often refer to East West as a destination store,
right,
because
right.
people do come from out of the area to come to the store. And a lot of the reason is just because it feels so good there. And because you really do practice what you preach, and you call in the energy every day and bless the store and the customers. And I think there's a very different energy there than you're going to find at most retail establishments.
It's true. Yeah, a lot of people say they don't go to church, or they don't necessarily have an outward practice that they do, but East West is their sanctuary, and it's really a special thing where a business can also be a place where a higher energy space is held. It's kind of a unique model, but I think it's one that we'll see more and more of in coming times. You know, there's different places. I mean, Zach and Haley's is one of them. You know, farms are, you know, generally, you know, you've got the big ag in California and all over the place with these big tractors and combines and lots of smoke and lots of chemicals. And so more of a business orientation. But if you go to Zach and Haley's farm, the Ananda Farms on Camino, It's a place where people come together around the table, and they're always having tours, and it looks more like a part of nature, you know, and a very harmonious than something that is
You don't even have
driven.
A tractor,
yeah.
Do you? Because you do the no-till farming and everything.
Yeah. It's hard to tell it's a farm sometimes.
Yeah.
Even for us.
Right.
Well, I sometimes go up there because, you know, not everything's not neatly growing in little rows and all of that stuff, and sometimes I wonder, where does all the produce come from? Because, you know, it's not obvious when you get there, because you do the no-till, but you also grow lots of different things together, which helps with the balancing. And of course, you know, we'll talk more about that as we get there. But it's East West is kind of the same thing in having kind of a homegrown feeling.
Totally.
And now, It is first and foremost a bookshop,
right?
Right, and then you have lots of other stuff you know, retail items mm-hmm. besides just mm-hmm. books, crystals and
yeah, one of our largest selections are the singing bowls.
The singing bowls.
People come from all over the place, you know. I talked to a customer who came in recently, and they said, oh, I was told to come here to get a singing bowl because you have a large selection. And I said, oh, who told you? He said, oh, it was a drum shop somewhere in Seattle. And I thought, geez, if the local drum shops and music stores are, you know, referring us to, you know, singing bowls, it's a very interesting thing. But we also have a large yoga and meditation supply. Because, you know, East West Bookshop is based off of yoga principles, as is, you know, all the other Ananda businesses. So we love to be able to be a place where people can come and get the gear that they need to go within. And so we have a large selection of cushions and things like that. It's
well, wonderful. And you have a big meeting and classroom in the store, mm-hmm. which, and so you're able to do lots of events and classes and so forth. And is there a lot of Ananda yoga, the Hatha yoga, the physical body posturing, a lot of classes go on at East West?
It's, you know, it's more and more. We generally have three classes a week of yoga, but now we're, if you just look at the newsletter, we also have some evenings, evening gentle yoga that happens at the store. And one of our staff members, Shay, actually does an interesting type. She does the Ananda yoga, but she also offers an energy yoga is what she calls it, which is based off of incorporating the principles of energy medicine with yoga. So sometimes she'll focus on, you know, aromatherapy or other things to combine with the yoga practice. And a lot of people find it very helpful.
Wonderful. Well, that's another show that I want to do, which we're shooting for August, because I went after the Animal World Radio show, what, maybe a couple weeks ago or so. I zoomed up to the meditation temple for the dedication of the new yoga hall in Bothell, which is right next to the Ananda Meditation Temple. And our head yogi, you know, Hatha yoga guy, that would be Murali, who is an Indian man, did a phenomenal talk. Mm-hmm. And there was a yoga demonstration. And I was just blown away. Mm-hmm. Murali, he is such a great talker. And I, for whatever reason, I've never felt inspired to want to do the physical yoga. Mm-hmm. It just is. But listening to Murali describe the benefits and then the demonstration and all of that, I was like, I have to do this. So the first time in my life, I'm feeling like I really want to do this Ananda yoga stuff. Mm-hmm. And so I'm looking now for, now that there's closer classes now, of course, at the meditation, the yoga hall in Bothell. But one of our instructors was even talking about maybe coming out to teach some classes in Monroe. So I'm kind of hoping for that.
Oh,
but
great.
But I was so impressed and learned so much about the physical Hatha yoga that I want to do a show with Murali and get him in here and have him educate all of us on the Hatha yoga and of course the difference between, you know, just yoga, physical yoga, and Ananda yoga, because it's different in terms of energy and so forth. Now we're almost out of time in this hour. We will continue after the top of the hour. I am going to do a little bit of follow up and animals in the news stuff before we continue. But I want to get into what kind of classes and events and so forth you offer at East West. And I mean, one of the, just as an example, before we close this hour out. I mean, I do my classes from time to time,
right?
At East West, it's just a great place to teach anymore, especially with the free parking mm-hmm. and all of that. And it's such a great space to be in. And you mentioned that you now have the Sunday morning meditation time, and mm-hmm. that what starts at 9 o'clock,
9 a.m. Yeah,
and so you could do it kind of before the store opens,
exactly.
And that's every Sunday. People can count on that
every
they
Sunday.
Can come to East West for a little morning prayer and meditation
exactly.
on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
That's excellent. All right, we let's go ahead and close out hour number one, and we're going to fire up hour number two. We'll start with a little bit of follow-up and animals in the news, and then we're going to get right back to our Ananda Sunday and talk a little more about East-West and all the stuff, events, and what's coming up. And then we'll start cruising over to the farm stuff and make our way through all the topics we want to cover today. And let us know if there's something you would like to know about. You can always give us a call. I'll give you phone numbers now, just on general principles. Local number, 425-373-5527. And toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the one. And you can shoot us an email anytime to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues. We're here until noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.